This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil, now streaming, only on Hulu.
Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's Olly.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I'm Joe Reed, and this is Behind the Mic with Audiophile Magazine. If you've been listening this week, you know Robin Witten is with me, and we have been talking about Golden Voices for the last half of the week. We have three new ones, Kevin R. Free, Marin Ireland, and the Golden Voice we're discussing today, Robin.
Nicholas Bolton.
Exactly. Okay, so if people don't know Nicholas Bolton, how would you describe him?
Well, he's a British narrator who listeners might have heard in some of the Charles Dickens titles that we've talked about, particularly David Copperfield. We had a lot of fun with David Copperfield a year or so ago. He did a brilliant performance of all of the crazy Copperfield characters. He's done a lot of classics.
And I just wanted to say, if people forgot, we had that. That was our first audiobook break book.
That is right. We had a wonderful conversation with Nick, and he talked about a lot of the other classics that he has recorded, including Russian authors, Wilkie Collins, Yeats. It's a wonderful list of classics, mostly all from Naxos audiobooks.
That's right. But he also has this second kind of career. He is this sultry historical romance narrator of really, really great novels.
Absolutely. And it's such a bit of a contrast, perhaps. Listeners who love audiobook romances are in for a treat if you have not already listened to Nicholas Bolton doing maybe an Alexis Hall title or one of the Laura Kinsale's titles. And I think that one of the reasons that I noticed Nick the first time was because the romances were coming in and there was earphones, and then there'd be another earphones, and then there'd be another earphones. And I'm like, who is this guy? Well, now not only is it romance, but Nick is doing historical fiction. He's doing some contemporary fiction and a little futuristic fantasy.
Well, the other thing he's doing is more history. He just narrated His Majesty's Airship, and he also did The Bounty, both of which are real historical books, and he really is very, very good at that. And with His Majesty's Airship, they even include the footnotes. So he has to stop the narration and say footnote. But I listened to it, and I do like footnotes, but he did it so well. You didn't feel like it was a break in the narration.
Ah, and that is such a gift because it can distract you handling that kind of little break in the text well, and so that it continues to flow smoothly is quite something. I also listened to, a couple years ago, I listened to the Lawrence Durrell Alexandria Quartet, Justine, and all the other three titles in the quartet. We have just enjoyed Nick's performances so much. It's great to see him moving on or adding to the classics and the romances that he's done so beautifully with.
Yeah, I just love the quality of his voice. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's somebody I can listen to forever. And that's the truth. So what? I am so glad I'm not the one who had to choose which Nick Bolton to play.
Well, I thought, you know, we've played a lot of Charles Dickens, David Copperfield. So I thought pick something different.
I agree.
I picked a piece from Wilkie Collins's The Dead Secret.
Oh, excellent. Okay, here we go. Nicholas Bolton, Wilkie Collins, The Dead Secret.
The cool, sweet air in the garden, blowing freshly over Sarah's face, seemed to calm the violence of her agitation. She turned down a sidewalk, which led to a terrace, and overlooked the church of the neighbouring village. The daylight out of doors was clear already. The misty auburn light that goes before sunrise was flowing up, peaceful and lovely, behind a line of black-brown moorland over all the eastern sky. The old church, with the hedge of myrtle and fuchsia growing round the little cemetery in all the luxuriance which is only seen in Cornwall, was clearing and brightening to view almost as fast as the morning firmament itself. Sarah leaned her arms heavily on the back of a garden seat and turned her face towards the church. Her eyes wandered from the building itself to the cemetery by its side, rested there, and watched the light growing warmer and warmer over the lonesome refuge where the dead lay at rest.
He's almost melodic.
Yes, but you're never going to sleep. And,
no, of course not. No. And I'm sorry this didn't contain some of his characterizations, because he's really, really good at characterizing people's voices. He's fabulous at that.
Oh yes.
But he's so superb at taking those long 19th century sentences that go on for half a page and making them lucid and somehow accessible to our 21st century ears.
Right. And I think, of course, when you get into the 21st century, it's a natural transition for him to take on the different style and be just as fluid, being just as astute to the characters. And he does love characters. You're right.
Yeah, he's really, really good.
We'll have to send people listening to some of the Copperfield or
anything.
Anything.
I mean, yes. Really anything. He's just superb. Okay. Oh, three good ones. I'm not unhappy at all.
How could you be? These are the stars. These are the new stars in our audiobook universe.
Yeah, they sure are. And they're all people I listen to, so yay.
Well, I also want to say that through the entire month of June, we have 30 days of Golden Voices. And if any of the listeners are following our social platforms, whether it's Instagram or Twitter or Facebook, we are celebrating one of our Golden Voice narrators each day with recommendations for their newest titles and a little bit about why we love them and how brilliant they are as narrators.
Oh, that's fabulous, Robin. Well, this has been a good week.
It has been a brilliant week. One of my favorites.
Yeah, mine too. Thank you so much for sharing it with me.
All right. Yes. And go on to the rest of the month with Golden Voices every day.
Exactly. I'll talk to you next month.
All right. Thank you.
Join Dreamscape Publishing as they celebrate Audiobook Month with mesmerizing tales, talented narrators, and endless inspiration for audiobook lovers everywhere. Join them online on social media or on their website, dreamscapepublishing.com. Behind the Mic is produced by Jessica Lockhart. Robin Witten, Michelle Cobb, Emily Connolly, Alan Minskoff, and Kendra Winchester are contributors. Jennifer Dell is our editor, and the music is William Ross Chernoff's Nomads, Four Way. And I'm your host, Joe Reed. Good listening.